السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Nur, chapter number 24 and verse number 11. In our previous lesson, we discussed about li'an. Li'an means that where the husband accuses the wife of committing adultery, but he that husband does not have four male witnesses who are just people of integrity and honesty. And in a case like that, now what does Islam say? Islam says they have to make li'an, mula'ana, that is both parties will do the following. The husband will say that he has accused his wife and now he does not have four witnesses, so he is speaking the truth. So four individual times separately will say that innahu min as-sadiqin, that he is truthful in accusing his wife of adultery or negating that baby that is born or that pregnancy while she is pregnant, that it is not, he is not the father of that baby or that fetus. So four individual times he will say that. And the fifth time he will say, أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, that he will say, the curse of Almighty Allah is on him, إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, if he is from the liar. The curse of Almighty Allah must descend upon him. And she, the wife, she will take four times qasam and oath and say, individually, separately, إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, in this accusation that is accusing her, that he is a liar, meaning that she has not committed adultery. وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا, that the wrath of Almighty Allah is upon her. إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that the wrath of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is upon her if he is speaking the truth, meaning that she is guilty of adultery. Now these two parties here can never ever get married in future. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, al mutala'inan la yajtami'ani abada, the people who committed li'an, that both parties took and invoked the curses with qasam, now they can never ever combine together and they can never ever now get together and reconcile, can't perform nikah in future together. For the husband, this li'an becomes a substitute for hadd qadhaf, meaning the 80 lashes he will not receive, notwithstanding the fact that he does not have four male witnesses. And you must remember for the female that it for her is a substitute for the death penalty, the capital punishment. So that is what we should realize. That is what we must know in a case like that. That Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us that in a case like this, so both parties will move away and no one will be punished. In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Nabi alayhi salam said, Ahadukuma kadhib, one of you definitely is a liar. And remember, you will definitely face the consequences in the year after, unless the mercy of Almighty Allah comes and forgives them. So all this happened. We told you that how talaq only the husband gives, likewise this li'an, It's only when the husband now accuses the wife, not the opposite, not when the wife accuses the husband. Because then remember what will happen is, she'll have to bring four male witnesses. If she doesn't, then she will be given 80 lashes. And this can only happen really where you have Muslim rule and Muslim government and Muslim judges and so forth. So in our countries where we are with minority and non-Muslim governments, so there you will not be able to implement this law. The next important point we should know, the simple solution here will be, when the husband now says that or accuses his wife of adultery or accuses his wife that this pregnancy is not his, so in a case like that we will say that we must remember that she is now adulterous, Allah forbid in his mind, he can just divorce her. So that will be the easy solution out for him, the husband. Today's lesson, Surah Nur, Surah number 24, verse number 11. This is known as Waqiyatu Ifk. This happened when the battle took place of Bani Mustalaq. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba went, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accompanied by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So some places you will find is known as Ghazwa-i Bani Mustalaq and some places Ghazwa-i Muraisi. So both are similar, the places are nearby, so there's no difference between them. And here Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the Sahaba were returning, they stopped at the place. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha went to relieve herself, and thereafter her necklace fell down. She went to look for it. Yeah, the whole army or the whole group went away. They thought that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is in the hodaj, that is like the covering the ladies would have in those times. So they thought she was already inside. Then Hazrat Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala who came, and then he saw Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So remember that he was chased. Obviously our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is chased. Then the munafiqeen, they heard about all this. They started passing accusations, making allegations, all these type of things. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed these verses. And all this, if you look at it, 10 verses, 16 verses, some ulama counted as 10, some counted as 16, whatever it is, remember, were all revealed to prove the innocence of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is Bara'atu Aisha. Here I need to make 2-3 comments. Any person passes that ruling or verdict that our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she is guilty, Allah forbid, that person is kafir out of the fold of Islam. Second, this is why we say the Shias are kafir and out of the fold of Islam. They say Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha are out of the fold of Islam, or they say Sayyidina Aisha is guilty, Allah forbid. So this alone, there are multi reasons, but this reason alone is sufficient to render them out of the fold of Islam. And if you study the books of Shia, especially nowadays, then 100% they are cursing the first three khulafa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. Hence they are out of the fold of Islam. Third one, we must remember Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha did not even know about all this. If you study the lengthy hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you will find after many days, then only she realized that these rumors are going around and so forth. Her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, and her mother, Ruman. So we must remember in a case like this, we say, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us that lessons to be taken from here if an incident like this takes place. Another point before we start translating is, two women were accused and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala exonerated both of them and proved their innocence. One, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was accused and called Ibn Zaniya, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Allah forbid, is a son of a harlot by the Jews. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, the whole Surah Maryam, Surah 19, Almighty Allah exonerates her. And here Almighty Allah exonerates Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. She is truthful, her father is truthful. For the father, Surah 9, verse 40, got revealed, Thani Athnaini Thuma fil Ghar. And for Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Surah 24, verses number 11, 12, 13, all these verses. And if you go right up to verse number 26, you will see 16 verses were revealed regarding this topic. And therefore our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your women folk Surah Nur. So if something like this happens, they will find solace in what happened to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So here we start this lesson. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa says, I was sure 100% Almighty Allah will exonerate me, but I never knew that it will be in the Quran. What a great virtue, tutla ila yawm al-qiyamah, that these verses are read till the day of Qiyamah. The manaqib, the virtues of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha are elevated. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us this waqia, this incident is known as waqia to ifk. Ifk means kithbun azim, a very, very big lie. So that is the difference between a normal lie and ifk. Ifk means a very, very big lie, serious, heinous crime. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ. Verily those people who brought and made these accusations and allegations, meaning again Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and Hazrat Safwan, بِالْإِفْكِ, who brought forward this big, big lie, أُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ, it is a group of you. So who were this group? Remember, this group was munafiqeen primarily. And the person, the hypocrites, the person who laid the charge, who was the most important person in this, was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Abdullah bin Ubay is the son. Ubay is the father and Abdullah is the son. And Salul is the mother, not grandfather, as some people think. So he was the person, and yes, two Sahaba among the men were also involved, and that is Hassan bin Thabit, Allah forbid. He said that these people are making these accusations, and Mistah radiallahu an. So two Sahaba among the male, and the Munafiqeen, there's so many of them. Usbatum minkum, a group from among you, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they were also considered as Muslim because outwardly they read the kalima. Therefore, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never killed any munafiq and hypocrite, because we must remember that inna nasa yaqulun, the people will say, inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. So Almighty Allah tells them, now you brought about this claim and accusation and allegation, obviously which are lies. La tahsabuhu sharran lakum, don't consider it evil for you. Meaning, now when these type of things come out, then you as a society must know how to respond and how to react. So it is not all bad in this. There are lessons to be learned. The precedent will be set. And remember, you could derive lessons. They wanted to bring down, and they wanted to criticize Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Bal huwa khairul lakum, but it's better for you. In the ending, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's rank is elevated. Hazrat Safwan radiallahu anha's rank is elevated. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha's rank is elevated. So imagine all this. These are one of the places the Shias have huge, huge difficulty in explaining these verses. Regarding whom does it refer to? Similarly, Surah 9, verse 40. Thani Athnain, remember, refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. They can't make any other meaning. Even here, they can't make any other meaning. I have Shia tafsir in my house. They just translate and they don't say it is the qissa and story of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So this is their hatred and kufr that they commit by hating Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha and Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Don't consider it evil for yourself. بل هو خير لكم. But it is better for you. So it shows that this will be where lessons can be learned. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم. For every person from them, from the munafiqeen and hypocrites, ما اكتسب من الإثم, whatever they have earned of the sin. When a person accuses the wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam of a crime like this, adultery, Allah forbid, that person is out of the fold of Islam. So we must remember this, the munafiqeen, they had no remorse, no nothing, majority of them, and therefore they are dispatched to Jahannam. And remember that Sahaba, they apologized and they were saying that we did not say it. We are saying that the munafiqeen are saying it. So all this, remember, we should take the whole thing into context properly and understand. From here we understand two points very clearly. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the Khaliq. Khaliq means the creator. Creator means the creator of the heavens, the earth, the universe, all these type of things. And we must remember that we will say insan is the kasib. Kasib means we make intention, we will read Fajr Salat, we will read Zuhur Salat, whatever, we will fast in Ramadan, or whatever good deeds. So that is kasib. But by the same token, people who commit sins, vices, transgression, so they also kasib. So therefore, kasib is a person who earns. He makes intention, then he plans accordingly, then he perpetrates and commissions that crime. So it shows that there are multiple crimes. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ, for each one of them, مَكْتَسَبَ, whatever they earn, مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. So this is the sin. Regarding Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, for him this next line is applicable. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ, and that person, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ, who was the protagonist, who played the major role. تَوَلَّى, he took upon himself, كِبْرَهُ, that he wanted to be the main person. He wanted to be the leader in this charge. Allah forbid, against Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Anha minhum, from them, lahu adabun azim, for him is a grievous, terrible, heinous punishment and penalty. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us here, innal munafiqeen fi ad-darkil asfali minan nar, that these munafiqeen, they in the lowest layer of Jahannam. So we must remember that for Muslims is darajat, that they have higher ranks. And for the non-Muslims, the kafir, mushrik are in Jahannam, eternally, perpetually in the fire of hell. But those who only paid lip service, they're not only in hell, they're in the lowest layer of hell, even worse than the kafir and mushrikeen, those who committed blasphemy, those who committed polytheism. So Almighty Allah is teaching us all these lessons here. So for them, azabun azim, that for them is a terrible punishment. If you just look at Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the Salatul Janaza for him. After that, Surah 9 verse 84 was revealed. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا, they do not read Salat for any one of them in future, because they died as non-Muslims. His kafan mubarak, kafan was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's kurta mubarak. Imagine, so still he lands up in Jahannam and he's in the worst place in Jahannam. This is what Quran is telling us, because he initiated this accusation, allegation. He came and said, see, there were two, Safwan was there radiallahu anhu and Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, and then they were alone and something happened, and then he added so many other things, Allah forbid. Then people started now saying, carrying these tales and rumors, and then it came to a full case of accusation and allegation against Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. But remember the pain, the anxiety, the tears of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha during those days before the wahi comes down. And remember the tears of her beloved father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. The tears of Sayyida Umar Uman, the Honorable Mother. So what could they say? People are saying all these rumors, but they had firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. Therefore, Usaid bin Hudayr, Sahabi, used to say, Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. This is not the first time barakat came your way. Once Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha lost the necklace, the ayats of Tayammum got revealed. Second time she lost the necklace, the ayats of If got revealed. Allah exonerating her, elevating the entire family, and teaching and educating the Ummah. So this is mentioned clearly. Go open Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, all Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi, so many hadith kitabs. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us lessons. The people who are the heads of this fitna, for them, minhum lahu adabun azim, for them is a horrible, terrible punishment. And obviously those who follow him. Like how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla tells us about the Fir'aun. Then Almighty Allah states, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, when the day of justice is established, أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. So Al don't mean the family of the Pharaoh. It means all the votaries, all the followers. They are the worst of punishment for them. So similarly, now for the Muslim community, Muslim society there in Medina Munawwara, all this happened after Hijrah. Some ulama wrote 50 or 60 after the Hijrah. So nevertheless, the important lessons. So the Ummah, what must we say when we hear these type of incidents, rumors, and we don't have any evidence? Lawla is sami'tumu. Why, when you heard this incident, then you should have said, "Dhanna al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat bi-anfusihim khayra." Then the positive thinking should take place of the believing men, the believing women, bi-anfusihim, regarding themselves. So it is regarding Hazrat Aisha, regarding Hazrat Safwan. So how you think good of yourself, you should have thought good about them. Khayra, you call this husnul dhan. You start thinking positively, not negatively. The negative thought in this type of issues comes from shaitan. It comes from our own ego and our own whims, fancies and desires. So dhanna al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat bi anfusihim khayra, that you should have a good opinion and you should have covered and said, no, these are all waqalu hadha ifkum mubin, that these are all lies. It is all speculation, rumors, fabrications, concocted. So all these things. And who is saying all this? The munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They were the people who were jealous of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, because before the migration, he was supposed to be the leader of Medina, the Amir of Medina. The tribes, everybody agreed on this. And when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's migration took place, the Hijrah took place, now that was torpedoed, and he is no more the Amir. The Amir is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and agreed by everybody, the Muslims, the Ansar, the Muhajirin, obviously, and by the Yahud and the Jews as well, and accepted by the Munafiqeen. So his aspirations were dashed, and therefore he always had that he wanted to get even with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the easy way, now you cast aspersions, allegations, accusations against the honorable wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is Siddiqa. That is how she gets the title of Siddiqa, and her father, his title is Siddiq. Lawla is sami'tumuhu. So why, when you heard all this, dhanna al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat, that you heard the believing man, the believing woman, their thoughts, their opinion, their verdict should be bi-anfusihim regarding themselves. So this is our mother. So how can you ever think about this? She was and is and always remained the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah called her at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah, totally pure. So the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam are totally pure. And therefore, if anybody casts aspersion and makes this type of accusations, then definitely such a person is out of the fold of Islam. Therefore, the Shias, they gave the verdict, out of the fold of Islam. خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينَ. And remember that they should say that now this is an open lie. This is a big, big lie, a big fabrication. So that is the meaning of إِفْكُمْ مُبِينَ. So those people who are making the allegations, accusations, لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ, why did they not present against him, against Safwan, بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَىٰ, that four witnesses, Allah forbid that he is guilty. Safwan radiallahu anhu is innocent. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu is innocent. Here it was deliberately, intentionally, to cause harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his hopes and aspirations were dashed. Now this was an act of, you know, revenge. Allah forbid. Nothing to do with justice or anything. So why did they not present four male witnesses? فَإِذْ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِشْوَدَىٰ. And when they cannot present their four male witnesses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, so they are the people by Almighty Allah, هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, they are the biggest liars. So it shows Almighty Allah states that for them is Azabun Azim, for them is a grievous punishment. They are the Kadibun, they are the people who invented this, fabricated this. And when people invent these type of crimes, then remember, it is not an ordinary crime. This is you speaking of the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran mentions, for every Nabi, Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra, say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense and no reward. But in Nabi sallallahu, and my reward is by Allah, in ajriya illa Allah. But in case of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask of you no reward, but you must love my family, my kith and my kin. And that is compulsory. So this refers to the Muslim family. So obviously in a Muslim family, who will come? First of all, the wives will come, then the children and everybody. So this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, for us to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then to love the family and the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. All that is mandatory and compulsory upon us if we are Muslim, true Muslim. Surah 44, Surah Shura, verse number 23. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِشُهَدَىٰ, so when they can't produce the four male witnesses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, so they are the ones by Almighty Allah, هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, that they are the liars. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, and had it not been the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah عليكم upon you, O the Sahaba, O this Ummah, wa rahmatuhu fi dunya, and his mercy upon you in this worldly life, wal akhirah, and the year after. Therefore we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, when a person enters Jannah, then it is the mercy of Almighty Allah, and not the actions of that person. لَمَسَّكُمْ فِي مَا أَفَدْتُمْ, then surely that lam is jawab, is response to the lola, then surely it would afflict you, فِي مَا أَفَدْتُمْ فِي, in what you uttered, in what you pronounce, in what you indulge in. So that فِي مَا أَفَدْتُمْ, in what you indulge in. عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, a terrible punishment should overtake all of you, or majority of you, but that is the mercy of Almighty Allah, that got diverted, and the punishment came to the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, like Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and they died in that state there. So for them is fi darkil asfali min an-nar, the lowest, lowest layer in Jahannam. May Almighty Allah protect us at all times. May Almighty Allah enhance, increase our love for the family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, especially the Azwajim al-Tuharat, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.